Yes, thank you for listening to Counterspin on Coast Community Radio. It's 9:30. That means it's time for The Conversation, Coast Community Radio's live call-in show, where you can weigh in on the topic of the week. Today's topic is, what is your passion in life? What is your primary passion? And what ignited that passion? This song is called The Passion of Lovers by Bauhaus. So stay tuned. We'll get started with the conversation in just a few minutes. Be thinking about your answers to my question, and do give us a call at 503-325-0010. Stay tuned for the conversation. Welcome again to The Conversation on Coast Community Radio. My name is Graham Nystrom, and I'll be your host today. And today's topic is, what is your passion in life, and what ignited that passion? My passion in life is music. And I dare say that this song might have been one of the things that ignited my passion for music. I was in the seventh grade, and my friend Billy, who always wore a New York Yankees cap, got a Fender Squire Stratocaster. And he learned this song, and he played it for me, and I was hooked. I said, I need to learn how to play guitar. Looks fun, looks easy. What could go wrong? but the number is 503-325-0010. I'd like to hear about what your passion in life is and what ignited that passion. We've had a lot of conversations and calls about the watershed in our area. I think that if you live in the Northwest, then environmentalism might be one of your primary passions, but what else? You know, I think there's a lot of artists in the community. There's folks that are into drama or literature, spoken word, written word, TV. You know, what is it? Give us a call, 503-325-0010. What's your passion in life? It could be your family, it could be your children, it could be your job, it could be cars. But I want to hear from you. What makes you tick? What gets you excited? Music is certainly the biggest one in my life, but there's others, but I'm going to call that my primary passion. And of course, you know, being the station manager at Coast Community Radio is a close second. But I did pose the question to Facebook, and I got some responses, and I asked a few people here around the office what their passion is. And so while we're waiting for our first call, we've got three open lines, and we've got Pete in the lobby ready to take your call. So do give us a ring and chime in. But let's start with some of the folks in the office here. So Susan Peterson is our development director, and she is a notorious birder. And so, you know, I kind of assumed that that was what her answer was going to be, but her first thought was knitting. And then she realized, oh, no, it's birds. And so we talked about birds for a second, and she said that she had always been exposed to bird watching and birding by her parents, but it wasn't a passion at the time until she started getting really interested in conservation, environmental conservation. And so the hobby of birding is a really good fit when you're interested in conservation, because I'm sure there's lots of statistics and activities that overlap there. So thank you, Susan, for sharing your passion with us. And we've got our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. What's your passion?
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, Graham. This is Mindy at the college.
Hey, Mindy.
And so you're asking just whatever we're passionate about, correct?
Well, your primary passion. What are you most passionate about?
So I guess that reframes what I was going to say. I wanted to discuss the trial between Weinstein and Annabella Sciorra, if I'm saying her name right. I am passionate about calling out this business of sexual assault and how it's somehow the victim's fault.
Yeah, well, this can be your primary passion at the moment. That's quite all right.
Okay. All right. So I read today on the news that Weinstein's lawyers yesterday questioned Annabella because when they were all in Cannes film festival and for Copland, which was filmed in the 90s, and Stallone was in that movie, so was Robert De Niro and Annabella. And so Weinstein's lawyers asked her that if he really attempted a sexual assault in her hotel room, why didn't she call Stallone and De Niro for help because they're big guys? Hmm. And my response to that is Weinstein is a big guy. Did he call them asking for help saying, hey, I feel like sexually assaulting today. Can you stop me?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Right. So anytime you start to engage in a conversation defending yourself, defending why you didn't call somebody for help, then you're going to lose. You just have to flip that question around and say, well, why didn't Weinstein call? Why didn't he call? Because he felt like a perpetrator that day. So I feel very strongly about this, very passionately, and it makes me so mad when I read these kind of arguments because they're no-win arguments for the victim survivor.
Well, thank you for your passion.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Mindy. 503-325-0010 is the number to call if you would like to share what you're passionate about. And that can be in the moment. That could be something that's been carried with you throughout your life. It's an open-ended topic. And as I think I've mentioned before, we're always welcome to digress on this show. And so if you've got something else on your mind, you know, throw it out there. No big deal. So while we wait for our next call, who I think should be you, give us a call. I know you're thinking about it. There's no wrong answers today. So let's go to one other staff member. We all know the fantastic Joanne Rideout as the host of The Ship Report. And so I asked her, you know, maybe unfairly, I said, what ignited your passion in ships and maritime stuff? And, you know, so I might have skewed her answer. She might have a passion that I'm not aware of, but I forced it upon her. But I think we can agree that she's pretty passionate about ships and maritime. So she said that working here at the station and interacting with one of our programmers who happens to be a bar pilot by the name of Thrawn Riggs, you might hear him on Morning Classics, and then another captain named Robert Johnson, both of the Columbia River bar pilots, I believe, shared their knowledge with her, and that was what ignited her interest in maritime shipping, and it went from there. So we've got our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi, my passion is teaching. I'm a lifetime teacher, 47 years teaching college courses in communication and business. And I love influencing people, and if there's any hint of immortality in me, it will be the influence that I've had with about 7,500 students over the years.
Well, that is a good legacy.
Yes, it is.
What ignited your passion for teaching?
I was gifted with two very fine teachers in high school and several in college. They were influential and inspired me to become a teacher.
Very good. Well, we're lucky to have folks that inspire us, and hopefully we can in turn inspire a future generation, just like you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. We've got one more caller to patch through to the air room here, and then perhaps we'll get back to some of those responses from Facebook that I was telling you about. But we're ready for our next caller. Hi there, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. This is Johnny down in Seaside.
Hello, Johnny.
Hey, I'm finding that my passion in life right now, when I look at it, is getting Bernie Sanders elected as president.
All right.
it is. There's, you know, when I'm a father of two young children now. I've got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and you know, taking a look at the world around, I really feel like Bernie's the best guy to help us make this world a better place. It's pretty scary bringing young people into this world the way it is right now.
Yeah, you know, hopefully there can be enough people that are passionate about making sure that our future generations have a good life, that we can make some good decisions right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's interesting looking at passions and how they can evolve and change through your life, you know, because you know, I'm a potter, and throughout my life, working with clay has been a big thing for me. And, you know, other passions, I love playing the guitar and so on. But right now, trying to help save the world by getting Bernie elected is what I'm feeling is number one.
Very good.
Number one burning desire right now.
That's great, Johnny. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, two more folks in the queue on the phones. So I look forward to hearing about what folks' passions are and how those passions were ignited. You're listening to The Conversation on Coast Community Radio, and we've got our next caller. Hi there, you're on the air.
Hey, Grant, it's Peter.
Hi, Peter.
My passion these days is photography, and it's come and gone a couple times over my life. When I was little, I was fascinated with my dad's DSLR and all the knobs and winding the film and zooming in to get close pictures of landscape and wildlife, and then kind of went away for a while, but I got re-into it when my children were born, and I was not satisfied with my iPhone camera and wanted to get a good one to capture all the kids. And I think what I was obsessed with and still am obsessed with is doing more candid photography instead of, you know, you sit here and you stand there and you
right.
Kneel over and put your hands in your pockets and turn 45 degrees to the left. And so I really enjoy capturing candid moments.
Yeah, those always turn out the best, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have any favorite photographers that you look up to or are inspired by?
Well, I'll tell you what. These days, it's YouTubers and Instagram people that makes it so easy to follow folks that you do like. The YouTuber that does the most, what I like to do, is Danae and Andrew. And they're a Utah couple that have five kids. And so I learned a lot from them about how to capture not run-of-the-mill images of your children.
Well, I can vouch for Peter's passion and skill for photography. I was just checking out some of your photos last night, and you take fine, fine pictures, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can vouch for your passion for music from me, right? You just got that guitar and never put it down.
Yeah, yeah. To drop the curtain here, Peter is my brother. So we go way back. all the way back. For me, anyway. I'm the younger. All right, Peter, anything else about photography to share?
No, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Conversation.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye. Photography, that's a good one. I got into photography for a while, too. It really is a neat experience to first, I think, witness something beautiful and then be inspired to do your best to capture it so that you can share that beauty with other people. I have a lot of respect for photographers and folks that are good at that and passionate about it. We're talking about passions, and we've got our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Judy, and I'm in Ocean Park.
Hi, Judy.
Hi. Hang on. Turn the radio off. Okay, I'll go into the other room.
Okay.
My husband wants to listen to me on the radio.
Very good.
The concept of passion is what caught my imagination and prompted me to call, because there are so many things we are passionate about at this time, the politics and all that stuff, but what we need is things that we can't not do to remain sane, if that makes sense. For me, it's pottery and ceramics, and that was inspired when I was in junior high school. We had a very inspirational craft teacher who tuned in to the various talents that we students had and let us run with them. And that's why it ties in with your previous caller who said his passion was teaching. We never know, he will never know how many students he has influenced. My particular craft teacher influenced me in junior high and high school, and it was 30 years before I tapped into that. I was going through a bad space in my life, and I saw a community parks and recreation flyer that said they've got a pottery class. I thought, oh, I'll go there. And it kept me sane. It it was the opposite of passion. It was calming. It was centering. Mm. When I work with clay, I am only me. And I think that's really important. And I would like to credit my high school craft teacher, Mr. Kern, for that.
You know, I took ceramics for every elective I possibly could in high school. And I had a teacher named Mr. Estrada, who was an absolute inspiration to me. And I got so into it that I thought about becoming a ceramics teacher because I was so inspired by him.
Wow.
And I think there's something about pottery, and one other thing comes to mind, which is hand drumming. And I know that that's kind of like a hippie drum circle thing to say, but that go way, 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 way back in our genetic history as people. And so when I did ceramics, I felt like I was connecting with a part of our humanity that just, you know, it felt sort of timeless. And I think that was one of the things that I loved about it.
Well, I think it's that you have to let go of outside influences. Hmm. You just have to focus totally on what you are doing and where you are at.
You can't check your Facebook feed while you're potting.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's about all I have to say. Thank you for listening.
All right. Things that you can't not do. Thanks for that call.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we've got another caller to patch into the air room here, and an interesting perspective on passion and redoubling the respect that we have for teachers. Thank you for that call. We've got our next caller on the air. Hi there. Welcome to the conversation. Go ahead.
Good morning, Graham. Hi, it's Jacob.
Hey, Jacob. Good morning.
Hi there. My passion is and has been for a number of years learning Spanish. I really love Spanish. And the great thing about learning a foreign language is it's kind of a gateway. It opens the door to a culture, to literature and film, food, travel. Mm. And so I've just really enjoyed learning Spanish.
That's a good one. What ignited that interest for you?
I think years ago, when I was looking at eventual retirement, I wanted to do something. I wanted to volunteer, and I didn't really have any skills to use as a volunteer. So I thought if I learned Spanish, I could be an ESL volunteer, do something. I knew that if I learned Spanish well enough, I could make a difference in the community by using it.
Very nice. Thanks for that call, Thron. Jacob. Thron just walked through the door. We mentioned Thron earlier. Thanks for the call, Jacob.
Sure, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Tenga usted un buen día, por favor.
Oh, hey, tú.
Gracias. All right, you are tuned to The Conversation on Coast Community Radio. This is a live call-in show where the community weighs in on the topic of the week, and today's topic is, what's your primary passion in life and what ignited it? And we'd like to hear from you, so do give us a ring, 503-325-0010. We'll be back after a short break. Well, that was Van Halen's Eruption, and that was maybe the other tune that my friend Billy played when I was in the seventh grade that made me want to play guitar. So thank you, Eddie Van Halen, for being a crazy good guitar player that inspired a lot of musicians over the years. And maybe for my friend Derek Moore, who I play music with, a shout out to Neil Peart, who passed away. And I think that man inspired a whole lot of people to get into drums and music with his drumming in the band Rush. So we've got some more callers, and hi, you're on the air. Welcome to the conversation.
Who, me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Oh, okay. My name is Deborah O'Donnell, and I am a recent Astoria resident. My mother was Janine Foss, and she was in the Foss family, so that's why I ended up here. But I spent my entire life traveling around the United States. My father was a rocket engineer, and he would work for a company for 3 years, and then he would move our whole family. And I got to know all kinds of parts of the United States. And one thing that I noticed and became aware of was that as people were populating the area, less and less was given thought to what was there already, like the water and the air.
Mm.
And the part of the reason why I moved here is because I could not breathe where I lived. I lived in California, and my sisters and I used to ride horses in the meadows, and I watched that area get consumed with suburban housing and store box stores, and now you couldn't even walk on the street. It's just so dangerous. And I recognize that the pollution and the things that we're doing without any kind of consciousness is really causing such tragedy for everything that lives. And I think for us as human beings, that we need to stop being so egocentric and start becoming more aware that there are other living things on the earth besides us, and that we need to give a little more respect and thought towards what we're doing. And I don't want to just blame billionaires, because it's everything that we do every day, everything we consume and or not consume. And so I've tried to start planting more trees. My grandfather was a Christmas tree farmer, and so I've always loved trees, and I love the trees around here. And I was admonished at what the Astoria newspaper had on their page the other day of these enormous logs, a photograph of probably from 1909 of the Pacific Logging Congress parade, a mile long of 80 loaded log trucks, and these logs are enormous. I mean,
yeah,
they're like 10 feet across in diameter, and I'm like, I've never seen a tree like that unless it's in the Sequoia. And I think we need to take care of our trees and what we still have. I mean, just very small, thoughtless things like the fish farms in the rivers are producing so many ocean lice that the baby salmon can't make it to the ocean. I know I probably sound like a crazy old lady, but I spent all my retirement and part of my growing up time learning about environmental science, and now I've been, in my retirement, I've been studying the environment and the different effects that are going on, of the repercussions of us cashing in and making money. And I make money, and I don't have anything against people that make money. It's just, I'm just saying that we need to be more concerned about our impact on our life, and that's what my passion is.
Will you tell me your name again?
Deborah O'Donnell.
So, Deborah, I would personally appreciate it if you didn't refer to yourself in that way anymore, as sounding like a crazy old lady, because what you're saying and your voice is the voice that I want to hear everywhere, and you don't sound crazy. You're right on the money.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, thank you. I think that, you know, some of your comments, I think there's just a lot of cultural indoctrination and programming that humans are, you know, have dominion over our environment and the other animals and life forms that exist, and it's just there for our taking. And that's a distinctly Western civilization point of view. And that's why I'm so interested in hearing the voice of the local tribes, because I know that they feel differently about the land and the environment. And so I appreciate your standpoint, and I thank you for taking a stand and for the way that you think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, it's all about memory. Memory of the past and memory of the future.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you for your passion, and thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks for listening to The Conversation. We've got a few minutes left. We've got one more caller to have patched through to the air room. Thank you, Pete. And hi, you're on the air. Welcome to The Conversation.
Well, I really appreciated your last commenter. I thought she was eloquent and really nailed it.
Wasn't that great?
You know, it's up to us individually to take care of our environment and do the best we can. I think a lot of people just forget their contribution to the whole thing. She was wonderful.
Yes.
My passion is protecting our pets, our dogs, and other animals. And I think there's a huge gap in what has been happening, especially with the profession of veterinary medicine. They are not required to, at least in the state of Washington where I'm from, to offer client information sheets, which allow the owner to review certain drugs. The FDA and its Center for Veterinary Medicine has said are explosive and dangerous. And it'd be a wonderful way to have those. It would be wonderful to have those and to allow pet owners to review this information before they have their dog treated with a potentially dangerous drug.
Absolutely.
Anyhow, I just really wanted to call and support the last caller.
Great. Yeah. Well, thank you for redoubling my efforts to support her point of view. And thanks for your passion about our pets and our friends.
Well, they serve us in so many different ways. You can't believe how important they are. Well, I'm sure you can. But they're not getting the protection that is anywhere equal to what human beings get.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for your call.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Since we've got open lines, that means we're waiting for your call to tell us what your passion in life is and what ignited it. But while we're waiting for that, got a couple to read for you from Facebook. So Sharon says that being outdoors is her passion, whether it's snowshoeing or car camping or hiking or gardening or swimming or painting the house. I assume she means the exterior of the house. She continues to say, I can't stand being indoors an entire day. I couldn't work in a place without windows, and this long bout of rain is driving me completely whacked. I love working in restaurants with outdoor seating areas. When I hear servers complain about waiting tables outside because the breeze messes up their hair, I can't even. She goes on to say that her dad started taking her camping every year to the Virgin Islands when she was 3 years old, and that continued until she became a horrible, unruly teenager. She also grew up in Puerto Rico, where most people have a very rich outdoor life. Her dad was definitely a major force in her outdoor-centric lifestyle. I don't know why I thought a winter in the gorge would be more fun than a winter in Astoria. The truth is, I'm drowning. I can't take all this indoor life, and my cabin fever has reached a frenzied state. I'm 100% over it. So a passion for the outdoors and a passion for not being socked in by rain. And while we are sitting here with three open phone lines, once again, I'll continue. Our own Cindy Price in Astoria says she's had many passions. Some of those highlights are democracy, ignited by Nixon's abuse of it, which still burns strong, gardening and the Latin names of plants, ignited by a 1997 talk and slideshow by Ketzel Levine at the Spring Master Gardener Show. This has waned some, thankfully, with a mature garden, which gardening can be rough both on the pocketbook and the back. The business and creativity of public radio, ignited by Doug Sweet, who we all know was a former station manager here at the radio at Coast Community Radio, and she has mostly let that passion go at the moment, though she still participates as a producer and a programmer. But first and forever, her passion is words, the art of writing, the voice in my head that reads, the very act of writing with a good pen. And that was ignited by golden books, fanned by Edgar Allan Poe, the Bible, Shakespeare, and Lewis Carroll. So thank you, Cindy, for weighing in with some of your passions. So I think that's going to wrap up the show for today. Thanks to everyone who called. That was a really fun one for me, and I look forward to the next time that I get to host. Next week, we've got John Stevenson and Dylan Houser Schock hosting the conversation, and I do believe they've been doing a little legwork on the topic of tattoos, so that should be a really interesting episode, and I believe they'll have a special guest in the studio who is a tattoo artist. And so don't let the fact that there's three people talking on the mic prevent you from calling in with your thoughts about tattoos next week on The Conversation on Coast Community Radio. Thank you so much for listening. I would like to let you know that support for The Conversation comes in part from Blue Scorcher Bakery and Cafe, baking up community one loaf at a time at 15th and Duane in Astoria, open daily 7 to 3 with breakfast and lunch, light dinner, pastries, and coffee 3 to 6, info at bluescorcher.coop. This is KMUN Astoria 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook 89.5 FM, streaming on the web at coastradio.org and on your mobile device using the TuneIn app. Do you know how to get the TuneIn app on your mobile device? If you don't and you need a little guidance, please do give us a call at the station. And you can email me, graham@coastradio.org. We'd be more than happy to walk you through getting Coast Community Radio on your mobile device. We've got scattered showers today. Heavy rains are supposed to return tonight. We've got some winds out of the south-southwest. And lots of good programming to come. Stay tuned for headline news, followed by Friday Folk. Thanks for listening.